Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Carol Matriciana of Carol TV Productions, and she turns out some wonderful DVDs that we carry, and written some books, certainly out of India is our last one, a very important book to understand what's going on today, because it goes into the background of the Hindu religion and yoga and all, of course, the occult practices that are being developed here. Now, how many times have you heard me say that the goal of the people on the other side is a one-world government? A one-world financial system, a one-world currency, but a one-world religion, and the destruction of Christianity. And Christianity is under attack today, and that's why they took God and prayer out of our schools, and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and they're pushing all sorts of immorality. And basically, of course, the programs that they have in our schools and the teaching of creation, but never even allow the mention of certainly the teaching of Darwinianism, but never allow any mention of creationism, designed to destroy the faith of our people about the God of the Bible. At one time we were a Christian nation, but that has to be changed. And they're using the motion picture industry to do that, and Carol's going to be talking about these new DVDs or new videos that are coming out, and of course one of them is Avatar and the other is Twilight. Remember that they use motion picture to alter our perception of the world. Everything we see becomes part of it. It's indelibly recorded in our minds, and they're using that to alter our perception of the world. There is a conspiracy against God. There are people who work in Hollywood who hate God, who would use the motion picture to destroy the unsuspecting people of our nation. And of course, they talk about God and they talk about spirituality, but they never tell you what spirit and certainly what God they're talking about. And until you understand the Gnostic faith, until you understand there is an organized effort to destroy our belief in the God of the Bible and Scripture, you can't understand anything going on today or why they're taking us into a more war in the Middle East, why they're going to take us into a war with Iran, why they're in the process of destroying our value of our currency, why they're introducing new diseases, and why there's going to be a great famine that is going to hit this country before too long. Well, Carol Matriciana, thank you so very much for being with us, and you pick up the story from there.
And thank you. A very happy New Year. Can you believe that it's a decade since Y2K happened 10 short years ago? How time flies.
Right. Go right ahead.
My goodness. Well, here we are a decade later and watching the entertainment industry continuing to change our minds, alter our perceptions, with incredible movies like this latest one, Avatar, which is a James Cameron epic. Your listeners, I'm sure, will remember that James Cameron was the producer of the Titanic, an absolute blockbuster, some 10 years ago, or more than that, actually, ago. And it's taken him 10 years to do the special effects of this new film called Avatar. And it's made $1 billion in ticket sales around the world in the shortest time of any film yet. It's absolutely incredible. It cost, I think the estimate, the cost of the movie was $237 million has been spent in 3D effects. And without a doubt, the 3D effects of this movie are absolutely incredible. I mean, it completely excels in 3D special effects. Well, and what that is, Dr. Stan, is that when you go into the movie, you are, as part of your ticket package, you buy these 3D glasses, and you put these 3D glasses on that block out the rest of the audience around you, so you don't see anyone around you. You don't hear. Well, you don't really hear, because you get completely, your senses are focused in to the movie in front of you, which has got this three-dimensional special effects. And absolutely incredible that James Cameron created this world called Pandora. And it's a fabulous new planet that he's created. And every detail is absolutely spectacular. It's a complete visual extravaganza. You know, there's floating mountains and flying frogs and jellyfishes and these peculiar creatures called the Na'vi. I mean, there's everything else. Before I get to these peculiar creatures, there's the trees and nature, and everything is just larger than life, larger than the imagination can even handle. So this, the help of the 3D technology really has this as an incredible sensual effect, if you will, just completely exaggerates the senses in every way.
Well, Carol, we have somebody who's calling in who's actually went to see the motion picture with her daughter, and certainly her daughter was really taken with this daughter. She's about maybe 11 or 12 years old, and yet she's just so wrapped up in this, and she tends to identify with the god of the avatars, but of course that is a different god than the God of the Bible. So do we have our guest on the line, Letitia?
Yes, I'm here. It's a pleasure to listen to both of you.
Why don't you go ahead and then just tell about what you experienced, what your daughter experienced, and why this film is so compelling.
Well, I do. I definitely agree with Carol. It was the first 3D picture I chose to go to. And my daughter, our whole family did. It's the first time in years that we've gone to it, and it was stunning. It was absolutely captivating. And my daughter enjoyed it. She is 12. She enjoyed it thoroughly. And the only reason I know that perhaps something bothered her a bit is that after the movie, she was uncharacteristically quiet. You can tell she was very in thought. And she wasn't jumping up and down and hyper, oh, that was great, and weren't those creatures wonderful. And then I think the more Carol brings out about the picture, the more I'll be able to answer what I know was my daughter's response to this.
Well, Letitia, perhaps you could, the story is basically about this incredible planet called Pandora, and it's occupied by these Na'vi people, and they're blue-colored aliens. Right, who live in liaison with nature. So they're
absolutely
sort of one with nature. What they've got on this planet are resources that humans want. Now, one of the most important things to remember about this film is that it happens in 2154. So it's 2154, a millennium ahead of us. And by this time, supposedly, the Earth, the human race, has depleted the Earth's resources. And so the story picks up with a military mission from Earth sent to the planet Pandora in search of an interesting mineral that's called unobtainium.
Yes.
Unobtainable in Earth, which is one of the joys of sci-fi, I suppose. And this ex-Marine, Jake Sully, who's lost his legs after a war accident, comes to this mission, comes to Pandora, to basically exploit Pandora for planet Earth. Is that roughly the story?
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment talking about Avatar and Twilight. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest, of course, is Carol Matriciana, and of course, we have Letitia on the line. Letitia actually went with her daughter to see Avatar. Well, Carol, certainly, this has a devastating impact on many people who see it, and they don't even realize how this is undermining their basic beliefs in the Bible. Would you like to pick up on that thought?
Yes. Well, is Letitia still on the line?
Yes. I am still here.
So, Letitia, with that story, the outline of the story, with the 3D effect is pretty incredible, but did you have any idea that there was such a deep spiritual side to the story, if you will?
No, I did. I unfortunately had no idea of what an avatar was except for a computer-generated person. So I expected to be, you know, a little surprised with that. I also, from commercials, had seen that I might be involved with some green movement type, you know, preserving the planet thing. So I did expect to see that, but what I came away with was something completely different than what I expected to be appalled by, actually.
Well, I think that it's important that people understand what an avatar is. This is actually a Hindu word for demon. Is that right, Carol?
Well, yes, an avatar actually within Hinduism is the Sanskrit word means descent. It's from the root of to pass down, to come down. So an avatar is the reincarnation, if you will, the incarnation of Vishnu, or the god of the Hindu god. So what the word in a technical sense in the Hindu religion basically denotes the descent upon earth of a portion of the essence of a god. Well, if you look at it from a biblical perspective, we understand that the essence of a god is actually a demon. So while the Hindu assumes that this is a deification, you know, the Hindu believes in a pantheistic worldview. In other words, that the essence of God is in animal, is in monster, is in man, etc. So the descent or the incarnation in Hindu mythology is that Vishnu, the by far the most important god. Vishnu is, I mean, there are millions and millions of Hindu deities because the tree is deity, the cow is deity, every animal is deity, etc., etc. But Vishnu, the most important god, has basically had 10 different incarnations, and these incarnations come as avatars. These visitations have taken place at different ages of the world and have consisted of different proportions of the essence, if you will, of this god Vishnu. But he always comes as this sort of ethereal, bluish, blue skin, not really human. An avatar is understood to be a supernatural being with extraordinary power and able to ultimately, what the Hindu religion wants is the human to connect into this consciousness that the avatar's in, that this, of course, from a biblical point of view, we understand that it's connecting with powers and principalities and forces, which the Bible tells us not to do. So let's say that the practice of yoga, where you, the goal of yoga is to get the person's mind connected to this consciousness. So in the story of Avatar, we very clearly see that ultimately Jake, who's the superhero, he's the turncoat marine, if you will, and he's sort of being shuttled between the human race and the Navi body, and he starts getting emotionally involved with the princess of this planet, of Pandora, and he emotionally attaches himself to Pandora, and it's interestingly through the lust of him wanting to be a new creature. In other words, he got deformed, he lost his legs in a war situation, and he wants the use of his legs to come back, to be a new creature. That's what he sort of promised, if you will. That's what the bribe is at the beginning of the film. And so he's emotionally attached to Pandora, and then his conflict begins between his medium of existence, whether he's really a human or whether he has to plug into this avatar thing. And ultimately, he gives in. I mean, he actually ultimately, if you will, the hero chooses to become an alien or to become an avatar. But in a biblical sense, we understand that the moment that you reject your humanity, because the first commandment tells us that we need to love the Lord our God with all our mind. So we have to be plugged into God or under the mind of Christ. So the moment that one gives up, you choose to become part of this Brahman or this consciousness, which is what Jake, our hero, does. He chooses to become an alien and reject, basically, humanity. But the way the movie is portrayed, and I'm sure your daughter felt this, Letitia, that there is such an emotional attachment to these aliens or these demon spirits or to the supernatural or to this other creation, if you will, this mythological being. There's such an emotional tie. And another thing is that humans are made to look selfish and horrible, and the whole thing is sort of down with humans, which, of course, is the goal always of the demonic. They want to get rid of humans. Satan wanted to get rid of Adam and Eve from the beginning of Genesis because they're created in the image and likeness of God, and, of course, it's a hitting back at God, if you will. So I'd love to have your feedback as to whether one gets the idea of the humans are horrible and selfish and ghastly, and that one builds a relationship, an emotional attachment to these other beings. Did your daughter find that?
I really do. I know for a fact that she completely identified with Jake Scully and his wanting to be with the Na'vi. They were portrayed as these very peaceful, loving deities or entities, indigenous peoples of this planet, and the humans were just outright awful. They were depicted in the worst light you could possibly imagine. So pulling on your emotions, she was extremely drawn to that. And that their love for the animals and with the animals, she was fascinated with the fact that they could literally take their hair and plug it into the consciousness of the animal and then ride it. And being, you know, a young 12-year-old, that's just awesome to be able to do that. And then to see the humans come in and destroy all of this for a rock or an ore that was underneath this, she was just horribly appalled. I don't know what was going through her head, other than the fact that it's the first time I had a conversation with her 2 days afterwards about the spiritual side of it, because there is this tree that the Na'vi worshipped, and it had all of their little entities of the dead Na'vi in it. You could plug into the tree and hear them.
Hold that thought. We'll be back. And that, of course, would be reincarnation, the Hindu belief. We'll be right back.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, of course, our contention is there's a conspiracy against God. This is behind all of these conspiracies that are out there. And, of course, it's the common denominator moving us towards this one world religion and this one world government. And they work through secret societies. Of course, they work through religious organizations. But what people do not understand is the common denominator behind all of them is the fact that there are two gods. There is, of course, the God of the Bible, the inferior God, and then the superior God, represented on the back of our dollar bill by the eye hovering over the top of the pyramid there on the back of the dollar bill, and the caption above, "In God we trust." But they understand what God this is. The average American is never allowed to know. And these ideas permeate so much of what's going on today, and the whole idea is to get people meditating. And the whole idea is to put you in tune with this other dimension, these people who, of course, offer reincarnation and the fact that you can be as God. And that was the message of the serpent in the Garden of Eden. And that is the message of Avatar. That was the message of Dan Brown's book. That's the message of almost everything going on today. And nobody is going to tell the American people, certainly not our ministers. Most of them don't know, and those who do know are afraid to speak out because they have far more fear of losing their job or of government than they have of God. Well, go right ahead. Who should we go to, Carol or
Leticia? Leticia was just about to mention one of the essential, the very center of the spiritual message of the movie, which was Hiwa, the All Mother, right. the network of energy that all these creatures sort of connect into this one thing that gives the life force, and it was the eternal tree, wasn't it? Do you want to pick up with the impact that had on your daughter? You were going to talk to her about the tree?
Right, and that was when I knew I was in trouble with the movie in general. Like I say, I thought I might have to combat some sort of green save the planet ideas, but when Jake, the star of the movie, when he connects to the tree, he all of a sudden, his eyes get huge, the lights come on, he's like, it's real. And that was the moment when he decided that he was going to become a Na'vi and leave his humanness and become a Na'vi. And at that point, the tree became all of that. So about 3 days later, I was listening to a Christian music song. It was it said that my Savior lives. He's always there for me. And I said, gee, sweetie, I wish the Na'vi had known about the Lord, because they only hoped that their tree would help. They told Jake Sully that he shouldn't pray to the tree because the tree just keeps the circle of life going. It doesn't really get involved. And I told my daughter, I says, gosh, that's really too bad, because our Lord knows us by name. But my daughter actually said, well, Mom, the tree's name was Iwa, and the tree did save the people. And that was so shocking to me that she did not bring away from that film. It was wonderful that those people could play with the animals and live in such an idyllic place and not have to worry about anything. What she recalls is that that tree saved that planet and those people. And remember, I have never heard a God come out of my daughter's mouth other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And yeah, I knew we were in trouble then. And that was three days later.
That is a very, very profound insight of yours, Letitia, that basically it was that tree to everlasting life, if you remember, that the Lord had to remove Adam and Eve from the garden, because once they were sinners, he didn't want them to connect into eternal separation away from God. And
right.
So what Satan has given us is a counterfeit of reincarnation, that sort of idea that we will never die, that we can be connected by our lights going on, if you will. We can be connected to this profound spiritual connection with all of nature. And in the movie, it was called Iwa, which was the deity. But what it is it's the idea, it's a pantheistic earth goddess. Pantheism means that God is in all, everything is God. And in Hinduism, it's believed that, that animal, monsters, man, mythical creatures, everything is God. And in Hinduism, an avatar is the incarnation or the bodily manifestation of an immortal being. Well, an immortal being, if they're dead, are, of course, the fallen angels. That's what we... You're either an immortal being away from God in the grips of Satan, or you're an immortal being through Jesus Christ, given life to live in the presence of God. So here we have this avatar who is an immortal being of the ultimate supreme being, which they believe to be a consciousness, a force. And this avatar or this incarnation usually descends, and usually a deliberate descent into mortal realms for special purposes. So we see this movie having an incredible impact in a change of perception. And the amount of Christians I've talked to that just haven't understood this is part of the brainwashing or the conditioning, if you will, of a changed perception, an altered state of consciousness through the movie world, through 3D effects, and sort of they don't see the danger of changing their worldview. Just as your daughter's worldview was changed with this incredibly powerful 3D effect.
Right.
People will walk away believing that, yes, you can have life through nature if you become one with the idea of the forces of nature. And Hollywood's been spewing this kind of message out for decades. I mean, there's nothing new in the idea of connecting with aliens coming down. If you remember Star Wars, that was all about aliens coming down. We had an interesting merger with aliens in the movie E.T., where I remember seeing that movie with E.T., where I had incredible sympathy with this demon, this alien that had come from another planet that had to return, and the boy, the human being that was left behind, was ripped apart in his heart because E.T. had to go away to his planet. Leaving His Friend, and that was the Steven Spielberg movie. So we've been visited by these aliens before, but this particular avatar, with it being in 3D and the audience blocked off from one another and with such compelling visual effects, you come away with an a change in worldview, which is just very, very interesting.
Yes, you really do. And the end of the show, my daughter was also happy to point out to me that not only did the tree save the people, but Jake Sully decided to forsake his human body and connect to that tree, which then put his consciousness into his avatar. So now he can run and jump and do everything that he couldn't do. And my daughter very happily said, well, look, you know, Ewa saved Jake, and he's now in that body. And I was, you know, I was just so appalled. I said, sweetie, only Jesus Christ can save us. And that was a movie, and trying to not make such a huge deal out of it, but keep a perspective with her that, because that looks wonderful. Wouldn't it be great if we could all just plug our consciousness into a different body and be all healthy again?
Of course, and that is
so
the
I couldn't
promise.
Fault her
that
for thinking that was
through
great.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Our new life, but in this case, what I object to most strongly in this movie, I remember when Harry Potter came out a decade ago, and my sadness that just I couldn't believe that at last witchcraft had been made child-friendly.
Oh,
but I
yes.
think in this one, what is so cunning is that the environment, the idea of protecting nature above human beings is the message of this movie.
Well, that's off. We'll be right back.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Well, our guest, of course, is Carol Matriciana. We have Letitia on the line. We're talking about the motion picture Avatar. And, of course, it talks about this other force that's out there and coming in contact with this other force. And of course, the hero is able to cross into this other force, and now he can run. He's got his legs back. And there is a supernatural force out there. But we caution you not to get involved with that. Certainly God can do miracles, but the other God can do miracles. There is a spiritual battle going on today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. There really are people out there who worship Lucifer. And you can go to the encyclopedia and look up Gnosticism, understand this religious belief that permeates Hinduism and permeates so many of the occult religion, Buddhism. But this is in the New Age. It is the religion of Hollywood, and it, of course, is what is being taught in our schools today. Come in contact with this other force, because, of course, there is no God of the Bible. But there is another force out there, and you want to align yourself with it because it promises you fame and fortune and wealth and well-being. But ladies and gentlemen, do not fall a victim of the siren call because, of course, your eternal soul is at stake. So, Carol, why don't you pick up the story?
Well, Dr. Stan, I am just in shock how very quickly things are going. We're told that in the last days, like birth pangs in a pregnant woman, the cramps get closer and closer as the birthing of her child approaches. And I remember 10 years ago when Harry Potter came out, the very first of the 7-part series to make child-friendly witchcraft, exposing a religion that used to be for adults because it's a fertility religion, making it child-friendly, and Harry Potter being introduced not only through J.K. Rowling's 7-part series on how to make a wizard in 7 sections. In fact, she very clearly said that it took 7 years to make a witch, and of course her book on Harry Potter was a 7-part series with Harry starting at 11 years old and then 7 years later being the wizard that he was. But in book number one, was the beginnings of the occult teacher that sucked and drank on animal blood. And so here, 10 years later, we now have the huge craze of vampirism come in amongst children with Twilight series. But even more shocking, I think, is this James Cameron movie, Avatar, because I'm sorry, I'm rushing back now to the book that I wrote, Gods of the New Age, and the movie I made with Gods of the New Age, warning the church that New Ageism, pantheism, the idea of connecting to a sort of spirituality out there, was the sort of new wave, if you will. And here in James Cameron's Avatar, we see the story brought into a very appealing way for children. And Letitia's testimony testifies to this, that her child was taken into a different, her perception was changed. And this is what this movie does. And I've heard of parents and grandparents who have taken their children to see this movie, and they've now become environmentalists. I mean, completely committed to, why do we have to cut down a tree, and don't let's wrap paper around presents and all this kind of thing, because they want to, they become, this message in James Cameron's movie of pantheism becoming one with the earth has really infiltrated the young children. And even more incredible is the idea of the avatar, which is introduced, that idea is introduced within Hinduism, that through yoga and through the discipline of yoga, you give up your mind and you become one with these spiritual beings that permeate as a force, these energies that permeate the world, and it's this consciousness, which is a completely different God to the God of the Bible, is very personal, and we can have a real relationship with him. But this consciousness that is pushed forward in pantheistic thinking, that we are all one with nature and we can become one, is all part of the message of the avatar, because the avatars are basically an aid to humanity. This is within Hinduism. This is what Hinduism believes, that an avatar is an aid to humanity to unite with Brahman, this force, this consciousness that is part of the entire world, part of nature, part of humans. So the avatars are these intermediaries, if you will, between consciousness, the force, nature out there, and man. So here we have got James Cameron's 10-year movie in the making, through special effects, has absolutely given this message. And within Hinduism, they will tell you that an avatar is sort of been stolen, if you will, by Christians, and that it's an extension in other religions, and that sort of Jesus is an avatar because he incarnated, because he especially came down for a special reason to be an intermediary for humanity. But we understand that Jesus was not an avatar. He is definitely the creator, never been created, whereas these demons were created by God and chose to fall away from God, and their job is now to deceive mankind. But Jesus is not a creator. He's everlasting. He is without beginning, without ending. And he came down to connect, to give us the privilege of becoming one with God through everlasting life. It could only be Jesus, because he is life that could come down and give us life, because we are sinners. The spirits have fallen away from God. I mean, the spirit world, the angel and his Lucifer and his demons were not. They don't even have an option in having eternal life with God, because their iniquity separated them from God. But Jesus died so that humanity can, through his life, through the life of Jesus, we can become life in him and sit at the right hand side of God, resurrected, which is a completely different concept.
It certainly is, Carol. I'm going to have to let you go, but thank you so very much for being with us. Our guest is Carol Matriciana. Carol, how can people get in touch with your ministry?
To go to www.carryltv.com and see the movies of Harry Potter, Supernatural Powers, Our Gods of Entertainment. CARYLTV.com.
And Carol has an awful lot of great material, and we've recommended it to you. Thank you very much for being with us, Carol. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Thank you, Letitia.
And, of course, we'll have Carol on our evening program. Thank you, Leticia. But we are truly involved in a spiritual battle, and we are under attack from all sides. The newspapers and magazines and most of the books and many of the radio programs and certainly Hollywood are under control of the other side. And then there's just a small little band of people such as myself and a few others who are out there trying to expose what's going on. But most people do understand that there's a conspiracy, and they look upon what's going on, political, financial, but they do not understand the spiritual force that energizes what's taking place. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret, my talk on the Financial Armageddon. Read our little pamphlet on goes into the background of the occult hierarchy. That's what it's called. There are three pamphlets there. But it will give you excellent overview of what's going on. And then, of course, we suggest the book, The Satanic Crimes, and the four CD set. The four CD set on the supernatural, and the book written by one of Carol Matrice and his friends, entitled The Beautiful Side of Evil, Malachi Martin's book, Hostage to the Devil, the first book I read along this line, helped me understand what this is really about, and then, of course, my four CD set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, and then, of course, you want to get the DVD with Constance Cumby, The Emergence. That's The Emergence, and the DVD with Chris Pinto, the Atlantis connection. And if you have this information, you're going to be able to be effective in this truly spiritual battle in which we're engaged. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. We do need your help. We have an opportunity to pick up a whole network very inexpensively, but we need you. If you're in a position to help, give us a call.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.